Welcome to the Executive Strategist Podcast. This podcast is read by Eric Douglas and brought to you by LeadingResources.com.
Most people assume they make good decisions most of the time. But a relatively new body of research reveals a phenomenon called decision fatigue, which means the more decisions you make during the course of a day, the more likely you are to make a bad decision. In this podcast, I'll talk about how decision fatigue works and how to mitigate its effects. In the August 21st, 2011 edition of the New York Times, science writer John Tierney wrote an article that says scientists have shown that once you become ego-depleted, you become unwilling to make complex decisions that involve trade-offs and compromises. Ego depletion has implications for anyone in a management role. Do you schedule back-to-back meetings all day long? You'll be more prone to ego depletion and decision fatigue than if you break up your meetings with walks around the office or outside. Do you make your toughest decisions late in the day? If so, you're more likely to make decisions based on impulse. Ego depletion leaves you vulnerable to people who know how to take advantage of it. For example, when buying a new car, a clever salesperson knows that if he waits until the end of the sales process, he just might get you to bite on the special 5-year extended warranty. Or take supermarkets. Marketers know that as you wander down the aisle, making decision after decision, you are suffering decision fatigue. Putting impulse items at the checkout lane is their way of taking advantage of how you feel. Are there ways to mitigate decision fatigue? Sure, taking breaks, eating food, sharing a joke with colleagues, all of those can help you pace yourself and improve the quality of decision making. Food is especially important. When glucose is low, research shows that the brain shuts down complex processing functions and activates the areas of the brain that respond to immediate rewards. This explains why decision fatigue is particularly tough for people on a diet, and why people with strong willpower in other parts of their life can have such a tough time losing weight. People on a diet are supposed to avoid the very substance that they need to stick with the diet. In the days before email and text messaging, social media, and online shopping, there were fewer decisions and less decision fatigue. Today we feel overwhelmed because we routinely face so many choices. The bottom line, pay attention to the effects of ego depletion on yourself. And remember, schedule your toughest decisions early in the day. If a major decision must be made late in the day, don't make it on an empty stomach, and take frequent breaks.
Thanks for listening. Eric's newest book, The Leadership Equation, is available at Amazon or BarnesandNoble.com and all major booksellers. Or learn more at LeadingResources.com.